There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Yesterday after the show, it was a momentous day in the country. Trade deadline day in the NFL. And there was a lot of action. Like, it was a flurry of action. And the Commanders faced the Steelers next. The Steelers got Preston Smith from the Packers. Picked up Mike Williams from the Jets. But here, the big news is, and we didn't know if Washington would make a move, they made a pretty massive move.
I think they were the headliners of the day. Like, I can't think of a bigger, more impactful move that any other team made than what
from yesterday.
The Commanders
did. It might be the second biggest deal behind Devontae Adams going to the Jets.
Right.
They acquire a four-time Pro Bowl defensive back in Marshawn Lattimore. They give up a third rounder, a fourth rounder, a sixth rounder in exchange for Lattimore and a fifth rounder.
And the sixth rounder was already the Saints pick in the Ridgeway deal. So they're just like, okay, here's your own pick back. Even though it looks like our pick, it was your pick all along. So
I think it's a big deal.
It signals that they're going for it.
They're all in.
They realized, look, we're 7-2. We're ahead of schedule. We didn't expect to be here, but Jaden's better than expected. And we're going to make a playoff run.
And if we're going to beat teams in the playoffs that have really good offenses, like the Eagles, like the Lions, you know, possibly the 49ers who have good receivers, we need another guy.
Also in the regular season.
He gets
to face A.J. Brown twice now because they haven't faced the Eagles yet. Right. So that's a huge deal.
I put up our Junkies poll of the day presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. How do you feel about the trade? Do you love it? Do you like it? Are you neutral or do you not like it? I saw very little people saying they don't like it. There was maybe out of like hundreds of responses on social media, on our Facebook page, on our Instagram, on our on our Twitter, only a handful of people said that they gave up too much. Almost everybody either likes it or loves it. Again, you can vote at Junks Radio on Twitter.
I love it because it signals that it's no joke this year.
Right.
This is not, there's a rebuild, but they're also playing better than they thought and they're a better team than they thought. They are all in for this year. Plus, it's kind of part of the rebuild because he's under contract for a couple more years.
It's not like a D-Hop or Deontay Johnson rental.
You didn't give up a third and fourth rounder for a guy who's going to be a free agent in a few months. He's part of your team and will be, if he's healthy, I know he's got the hamstring issue right now. But he's going to be, he's one of the best at his position.
It's not like picking up David Cone to pitch in September and October.
And like from the Saints side, it makes total sense. They're in salary cap hell. They've lost seven straight games. He's disgruntled. He wanted out. He wants a fresh start. He's getting it. They get to reload with picks. I mean, they have to go into rebuild. Like they're $60 million over the cap. $60 million over. So they have to start over. And this is one of the first spots that they're doing it.
I mean, it's stunning work by Adam Peters and his people.
Adam Peters is just doing work.
Do you think Ron could have pulled that off?
No.
All
the Marty's he had in the building couldn't have pulled it off.
And
they also wouldn't have been in a position where they would have needed to because they wouldn't be 7-2.
I was playing. I was on a course when buddy was telling me what was going on. He was all over the phone. I think this guy might have been a bigger Skins fan than me. He kept telling. And I was like, I'm sure they probably swapped like Forbes. They didn't even want Forbes.
No. Well,
and
I mean,
I thought, okay, well, they'll probably cut Forbes. They didn't cut Forbes. They cut Obata, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They kept Forbes. I don't know.
Maybe they feel like Lattimore can be like a good like influence on Forbes,
maybe.
Teaches us some things. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe they still believe in the talent a little bit. Who knows? But I was kind of stunned because I never thought they would truly be in the market and be able to pull off like a guy of that caliber.
Yeah.
I just didn't think it was. I thought if they did something, it'd be more on the margins, like a Noah Brown.
And I'm going to guess also that his, quote, hamstring injury is all of a sudden going to be better.
Going to be
as soon as he touches down in Washington.
Yeah.
It's kind of going to be like Davante Adams had a hamstring injury too when he was with the Raiders before he got to the Jets. Then all of a sudden he's playing.
Well, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Adam Peters pulls off a massive deal, acquires Marshawn Lattimore, cornerback from the New Orleans Saints. Here are a couple numbers that PFF put out about Marshawn Lattimore. 35.1% open target rate, which is fifth best amongst all corners in the NFL. And they also say he hasn't allowed a touchdown in single coverage since 2021.
That's crazy.
800-636-1067. So I'm with you, Jason. If I had to vote at Junks Radio, I would vote love it because you're in a position where you have a chance to compete for a Super Bowl.
You want
to
get
better
this year, yeah.
You want to get stronger. And like you said, it's not a rental.
Stop.
The guy's going to be around. The only thing that I saw amongst all the stuff in social media, there was one person who tweeted out, and it was an insider, that there was some hesitancy about how he would fit in the locker room. That I don't know. I don't know anything about the type of guy he is. I don't know anything about chemistry. I don't know if he's a diva type, but kind of think Dan Quinn will make it work.
Well, we know he's fiery. I mean, we've seen the back and forths between him and
Evans.
Mike Evans over the years in the rivalry between the Saints and the Bucks. Like, those dudes genuinely hate each other and would get in fistfights, like, on the field.
Yeah.
And I know Mike Evans has gotten ejected in at least one game. So, like, he's a competitor, and I think he's going to fit. I think he's going to fit in well in this locker room and the culture that Quinn and Peters are building.
And now he's part of a team that's a division leader.
Right.
And he's not part of a team that's lost seven straight. You know, he probably wanted to get the hell out of Dodge, mm-hmm. go play for a winning team and have a chance to win a ring or at least get to a playoffs. So I think it's a great move.
Can I give
people who think they gave up too much, a third and a fourth? Okay, but you don't know what those third and fourths turn into.
Mm-hmm.
This is a former number 11th pick in the draft. And he's a four-time Pro Bowler. I mean, he's one of the best in his position. I think you got to love it for this year and beyond.
Let me give you a stat. And I credit DePompa for putting this on my radar. He sent it to me. It's from our guy, Warren Sharp. He tweeted this yesterday. This is it's a little complicated, but just lock in with me. On our offense, the Commanders' offense, 49% of drives reach the red zone. Okay, that's number one in the NFL since at least 2000. Okay, so in the last 24 years, no one has been, through week nine, that prolific.
Okay.
61% of the drives score points at all. That's number one in the NFL since 2000. Over 50% of the teams in the top 10 in those two categories made the Super Bowl that same year.
Mm.
50% of teams that are in the top 10, and we're number one in both of them.
Right.
50% of teams that had top 10s in both those categories made the Super Bowl.
I'm curious where the Lions
through week
would be.
Nine.
But I.
So,
you know what I mean? Like, where are the
Lions in that? If you just look at those two stats, we got a greater than 50% chance of
the only caveat is how many of those teams had rookie quarterbacks?
I don't know. Maybe we're just going to make history.
Zero.
Maybe we're going to make history.
Yeah.
But
it's possible.
And I wonder where the Lions are because they've got a great offense. But I've seen those numbers. I mean, that's why you go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, record-wise, you're the two seed. Only a half game back of the one seed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just look at how they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
Even the loss to the Ravens, it was a close game.
Right.
They weren't just throttled. And then you got to go all the way back to week one. For their other loss against Tampa? I mean, they've been impressive.
And it fundamentally changes the way they're going to play defense. Lattimore is going to lock in on the top target. Then you can decide whether it's Sanders still or St. Juice gets the two or who moved. Like, you should shift Sanders still inside because he was a slot corner coming out of Michigan. Like, that's, but he's been forced to play more of the outside. So I think
he's been doing a pretty good job.
He has been, but I mean, that might be more St. Juice territory because he's bigger and more physical.
Maybe.
So I love the move. I just think it's a great move.
Yeah, I mean,
especially because it just signals again that they're shoving all the chips in the middle. That's what this move signifies to me. Hmm. Like, you don't make this move unless you feel like you're making a deep run or you have the potential to make a deep run.
Well, and you also, like I said before, and we even talked about it yesterday, you're making this move because you know the teams you have to beat.
Right.
And one of them starts next Thursday because they have two legit receivers.
I mean, I'd slap him right on Pickens immediately. This weekend.
Well, this week, okay. I'm just talking about the Eagle game, but yeah.
That one's important too. But like, I'm not wasting any time. I gave up a lot of draft capital. You're on Pickens.
Yeah, yep.
Shut down. Go Pickens, shut him down immediately.
I doubt the Steelers waste any time putting in Mike Williams and Preston Smith.
You think they're not going to throw a moon ball to Mike Williams? Right, Russell Wilson. Of course, he's going to do that.
800-636-1067. I put on social media yesterday how would you grade the trade, and most people were maybe some A minuses. Mm-hmm. DeQuavius, don't like giving up an extra pick, but huge get for a massive need. Don't mind the overpay because we are in that window.
It's an overpay if Lattimore is a rental and you only have him through the end of this year. He's under contract for two more seasons.
That's why you got to love it. You got to shut down corner.
This is not a short-term rental.
So now you don't necessarily have to go into the draft because before this deal, you might have looked at the draft for next year and gone, all right, we need a shutdown corner to draft. And they might go after one of those. But now you don't have to.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Here's one from Mike Garth. Definite boost to the secondary. Hopefully his hammy checks out okay. He can shut down his side of the field. Shows that owners are in it to win it sooner than later. And it does. We're focusing on Peters, and he is a big part of the equation. But does this happen with Dan Snyder?
No.
Jason brought up the Adam Schefter tweet yesterday where players are saying they want to come to Washington. I know it's a trade. They don't really have a choice. Mm-hmm. But you got owners who foster a system and empower the coach and the GM to make moves like this.
Well, just wait until the offseason. Just wait until free agency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you might be able to get a few guys and maybe at a little bit of a discount. You know, guys would go to the Patriots and they would maybe take a little less or whatever because they just want to go. You know, maybe we can get more Bobby Wagners, like just even guys just with 1 year deals. Right. And
Adam Peters is looking at the financials, like, oh, I've $121 million to spend in free agency. Now he's not going to spend it all, but if he wants to make a splurge, splashy type of acquisition, he's got the resources
to do it. I know Drabby's on the phone. Can we get Jason Wright or somebody to send us a couple Jaden Daniels jerseys for Cakes and I, my fellow Skins fan?
We can ask.
Like, because I'll wear them on the show. Nice.
Never hurts to ask, right?
Or EB, even better, like just an unlimited like gift card to use at the team store.
Well, I mean, if they, unlimited. I don't know if they have that. But, Draft, can we do that?
They don't have the Commanders stuff
on the on air. The Wizards give us stuff. They give us
jerseys. Drab's not allowed to have one.
The Wizards give us
can't have one. No access.
The Wizards give us jerseys. The Caps give us jerseys. The Nats give us jerseys.
Yeah.
Can the Commanders, whatever you call
it. We can ask.
Tell them the number one fan wants a Jaden, and I might grant one to the Cakes.
You're the gatekeeper.
I don't get one.
Only if you come on.
Listen to how I'm talking about this move. I'm very positive. I think it's a great move.
Will you wear the jersey?
I'm more.
I would
look hypocritical.
There was hesitation there.
I know, but I'm happy that they made this move. I think it's a positive move. I'm rooting for them because I love this move.
Good. Thank you.
I am.
Will you continue to root for them?
Yeah.
For the next 5 years?
I mean, until they play the Niners.
I mean, honestly.
What color do you want?
What do you think?
I honestly don't know. I have a hard time with white.
Even though the Commander's name stinks, I am building a little bit of a reserve in the merch. I've got the Salute to Service hoodie. I bought a hat for the Dan Quinn costume, but I can use that whenever I want.
Yeah, why can't you go get a Temu jersey?
I won't wear a Temu jersey.
I got a lot of Temu stuff now, man.
I have to draw the line. I have to have standards.
I need to text him today to follow up on my tickets anyway. He said he's It's one of those weird things. We were talking about this off air.
Yeah.
He said, hey, hit me up for tickets. Hit him up last week. He says, I got you. And then you don't hear from him.
I'm so glad, JP.
He's a man of his word.
I have confidence, but it's awkward because I got a buddy who's coming from out of town, so just got to lock it down.
It's fine. But I'm glad you're the trailblazer here.
Right.
Because I'm going to see what happens. Right. I know what's going to happen. He's going to take care of you.
Right.
Because I'm going to follow in your giant footsteps.
I know, but we've all been down this road where somebody says, hook you. Then they say, I got you.
Hey.
Then you don't. Then there's
JP,
radio silence for a while.
Almost as important as the tickets. Did you ask for a parking pass?
No, I did not.
I mean, what do you?
Have you learned nothing over the years, this is a little
disingenuous.
What?
Because the team's good. Now, all of a sudden, the show's flocking to Commanders games.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's kind of the way things work.
Hey, there's one guy who's not. This guy.
We went to a game like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
We actually went to two games that year. We're also paid.
Yeah. That is true.
I forgot about that.
The real thread the needle is if you find a way to get paid to go to the game, JP. If you manage that, let me know how that happens.
Hey, when you're texting Jason Wright, can you see if you can get a RV and bus a pass for the Army-Navy game? At FedEx.
It never hurts to ask. The worst thing is going to happen.
If Eric's getting a jersey, I need a parking pass for Army Navy. RV bus lot.
Jason Wright's going to be a very busy man. Busier than normal.
Let's go to Eric in Woodruff. See if the phone's first call of the day, right? Eric, what's up, buddy? What do you think?
Hey, good morning, John. So I just wanted to say I'm impressed with what the Commanders have done. First of all, I'm a Pittsburgh fan.
Okay.
So I've been looking forward to this matchup for a while. I'm excited with what the Commanders are doing, but as good as Pittsburgh looks and projecting that Russell Wilson plays at the level he's played for the past 2 weeks, where do you guys fall? How confident are you that the Commanders can actually beat Pittsburgh?
I think it's a toss-up game.
Anything can happen. Yeah. It's the NFL.
I'll probably say I'm going to lean us just because our offense has been so good this year and Jaden seems like he's got that magic. But I mean, certainly it's close to 50-50.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody thinks it's 90-10.
It comes down to, protecting Jaden because Watt's just a beast. Well, both their ends are beasts, but Watt's a Hall of Famer, and he's a game changer. And then can they stop the run? Because, Pittsburgh, you're a fan. They want to establish that with Najee and
Jalen control. Warren's getting healthier, too.
Control the clock.
Pops there.
But if Washington can stop that run, they got great chance.
And we also noted yesterday that Tomlin record off a bye, 13-4.
Yeah. It's a little scary.
Yeah. They'll be prepared.
Yeah, because once Pittsburgh gets that passing game going, it just opens up the running game. And with Patterson coming back, Harris.
Yeah, it might be tougher to get the passer game going with Marshawn Lattimore patrolling out there. Might be tougher. It should be tougher. That's why they acquired him.
They picked up Mikey Williams, right?
Yeah.
And he'll be available to them.
I would assume he'd be available.
We just don't know if Lattimore will be available.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you're assuming. You're assuming that the hamstring's going to magically heal, and I love the assumption.
Yeah.
But I just would like to have confirmation on
that. Well, I don't have any confirmation. It's called a tingle, EB.
Yeah.
My tingle is that he had a hamstring injury because the Saints were dead and buried and had lost
six straight
games.
How many weeks ago did he have his so-called
hamstring? His last game was October 27th, so that would have been
he's had 2 weeks rest?
He's plenty healed, EB.
I don't know.
If he's on the peptides, he's got a good shot. My tingle is
that he will be out on the field starting for the Commanders this weekend and drawing the George Pickens assignment, I would think. But again, I could be cursing the whole thing.
Your tingle yesterday was they weren't going to make a deal.
Was it? I don't know. I can't remember. I thought they would deal Forbes. I think we both said they would make a deal.
I said they would make a deal.
This is not a minor deal.
Like a fringe, on the edges type of deal.
I'll check with my source today to see if Lattimore is out on the practice field.
Okay.
I would like to know that.
I think practice today is on Wednesdays at 1 o'clock?
Or not 11 sure. O'clock?
All right, I'll check.
Will you head over to the park to massage his hamstring kinks?
I mean, Valdez can vouch for it. These are magic fingers. Hmm. They do solid work. If the Commanders would like to outsource and hire me as a highly paid masseuse consultant, my services are available. And I'm not even kidding. I would massage Marshawn Lattimore's hamstring and nurse it back to health.
Well, I was busy getting up and down from crazy predicaments yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Was there anybody else that made a more impactful move, in your opinion, than what we did?
I think this was the biggest splash.
Za'Darius Smith got dealt. That was yesterday in the morning.
To the Lions from the Browns.
That's a big deal.
But you were the headline all over CBS
headline
Sports.
Headline grabber.
Right. Yeah, I think the Steelers moves, you know, the guys that they traded for, Preston Smith and Mike Williams.
Right. Is Preston Smith still got some juice left?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I wonder if we were in the market for... Where do we rank, by the way, in sacks? So last week... Was it last week? When we played, or was it 2 weeks ago, that who did we play last that had 35 sacks?
Giants.
The Giants.
Yeah. Where does Washington rank in team sacks?
Yeah, where do we rank in team sacks?
I'll tell you right now. Giants are 1, Broncos 2, Jets 3. Washington is around 10th. They've got 24.
All right, so not horrible.
2.6 sacks per game.
I was just eyeballing it.
Not awful, no.
Dante Fowler's big reason why, right? What's he got, 6?
He's had a really good season so far.
Why was I getting little Chase Young blurbs? Were they trying to move him or something? Like, I literally was getting Chase Young. I was seeing like little hints about that on my feed.
Oh, I think they were.
Were people out there suggesting that Chase literally might come here? Like they might move. Like
I don't think here. I just think the Saints probably should have.
They're
tried
unloading everyone.
They might have tried to deal him, and they just couldn't work out a deal.
So they were unloading everyone, and people were like, "Yeah,
The Saints are losers, and they're in cap hell." Yeah. So everyone just assumed it was a fire sale in New Orleans.
Yeah, but nobody wants Chase. I mean, big dud.
But I don't think he was coming here ever.
Chase should sign with the WWE. I said that.
That's your bit.
That's my thing.
Sticking to it.
And I stand by it. Right. I think he'd be a great wrestler.
We need to document all the guys you truly hate right now. It's Chase Young, Eric Bieniemy, Ron Rivera.
I feel bad for him.
But that you love to like beat up on. You like to beat up on the
Bieniemy, I need a trigger alert. Okay, you need to warn me before you say his
word.
Because what he did to my team.
All right. We've got some great prizes here on a game show Wednesday. We have tickets to the Wizards Pistons game. We have a $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group and tickets to go see Iron Maiden in concert. When we come back, we'll play the leaderboard. You can call in now at 800-636-1067.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.